closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning. It is 9:06. Earl Brooker in for Jerry Bader again today. He's in Ireland enjoying himself, and we'll be back on Monday. So we'll be filling in today. Then Seth Mila from Wausau will be filling in tomorrow and also on Thursday, and then I'll be back again to do this on Friday, provided the key fob continues to work. You know how that goes. Again, our phone numbers here are 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Those are the numbers to get in contact with us. And I'm going to start this morning by talking about sports, kind of. So I know that Jerry oftentimes will referred to that. No, it's not going to be a sports talk show. That is correct. It is not. It's going to be about athletes and how they're treated by various individuals. In the case of Ryan Lochte, after his little incident in Rio, what's happened with his sponsors, and the short answer to that is they've gone away. But again, listen to these two aspects we're going to talk about with sports figures, and I want to get your opinion. We'll take, obviously, all opinions on all the topic involved, but I'm specifically curious how you feel athletes are treated, okay, and keeping in mind the magnitude of what they've done and how they're treated, okay? Now, I'm not making excuses for Ryan Lochte. The part of this I think he's funny is he's 32 years old and had to make up a story for his mom. I mean, that's the part of this that I find kind of humorous, is that here's a guy who's 32 years old. Well, I can't tell mom I got drunk. I got to do something else. Because if I'm not mistaken, it was mom who eventually made the story public. And then, whoops, it's not exactly how I presented it. So my point is, we'll start with those sponsors. Speedo, along with three others, have dropped Ryan Lochte. And Speedo was the first to announce that early Monday. It dropped its sponsorship of the embattled U.S. swimmer. By the end of the day, three other companies said they would also cut ties with him. The decisions to cut ties with Lochte came after a week-long saga that led to Lochte and three other swimmers to be questioned by Rio authorities after Lochte alleged they were robbed at gunpoint. Now, Ralph Lauren and a laser hair removal company announced they would also sever their respective sponsorship relationships with that 32-year-old swimmer. While we have enjoyed a winning relationship with Ryan for over a decade, and he's been an important member of the Speedo team, we cannot condone his behavior that is counter to the values of his brand has long stood for. That according to Speedo USA in their statement. Ralph Lauren, which outfitted Team USA for the opening and closing ceremonies, told CNBC on Monday that it would not renew its current deal with Lochte. Lochte was one of the highlighted athletes on Ralph Lauren's website modeling Team USA gear. So apparently he's out of here for that. And Sinernan Candela, the parent company of Gentle Hair Removal, where Lochte served as a spokesperson, confirmed to USA Today Sports that it had cut Lochte loose. And late Monday, Airweave, a mattress company, said it had ended its partnership with Lochte as well. We hold our employees to high standards, and we expect the same of our business partners. That from Sinernan Candela in a statement. We wish Ryan well in his future endeavors and thank him for the time he spent supporting our brand. Speedo said it will donate a portion of Lochte's $50,000 fee to the global charity Save the Children. Now, I find it fascinating with this story that in this day and age, there is one pretty important rule that anybody in the public eye should think about. Don't lie. That's according to Joe Favorito, a sports marketing expert and professor at Columbia, on Friday, quote, "We live in a world where everything is going to be exposed. Brands are always looking for honest and authentic representatives because there is so much competition and there are so many Olympic athletes who can choose from. You don't need nonsense." Now, I'm thinking, geez, lying is an important thing. Where would anybody think that you could get away with lying? Hillary, I'm sorry. Maybe that's one of those things that's out there that people are like, yeah, it's okay. I turned over all my emails except the 15,000 that they found. Yeah. Also, a guy by the name of Bob Dorfman, also a sports marketing expert, he gets credit for the line of the day. And he says that he's the director for Baker Street Advertising, pointed out that Lochte, 32, is on the back end of his swimming career, and he won just one medal in the Rio Games, and that is part of the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. Lochte's shelf life, this is a quote, Lochte's shelf life already was limited as an endeavor. Dorfman said of this week's controversy, he's now just fallen off the shelf. So now here's a guy who, bottom line to summarize what he's in trouble for, is he got drunk and was stupid, okay? Not condoning the behavior. He's paid a pretty big price in the monetary world. I mean, what does a 32-year-old former Olympic swimmer do when your sponsorships just go away? And I'm thinking you need to probably find a regular job because the sponsorships are not going to come back. But that, I guess, of a financial respect, is a hefty price to pay for being stupid, okay? And again, as we often say, the cover-up is worse than the crime. If he would have just come out and said, hey, we were stupid, we went out and had too much, and we wrecked some stuff and blah, 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 blah. And everybody would have probably said, yeah, at least 32, he should know better. But it was the spirit of the moment. He was done competing. Boom, let's move on. Okay, that's not what happened. He fabricated his story and now has got to pay the piper, as they say, in the literal sense. Now, I got another story of an athlete that I'm going to share with you after we take a break. And that'll be coming up in just a minute. But it's, again, another student athlete who his punishment for his crime, I'm thinking you will think, is less severe than the punishment that Ryan Lochte received. Again, that's in my opinion. I want to hear yours to see if you think that's where we're headed. But it's a judge that set aside rape charges for probation so an ex-athlete can enjoy a college experience. Oh, my goodness. It's all coming up. After the break, it's 9:14.
The Jerry Bader Show.